This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, Sharon, what's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at Kinder Care. Kinder Care is a really special place. It's actually a home in West Fargo, in the sense that it's a couple of buildings, but there's a lot of buildings that take care of loved ones. This is really more of a home. Happens to be a couple, if you think of like a big twin home, there's two of those, rather large. I want to say like 12 residents in each. And they sit right next to each other in like 3 acres of land. Beautiful, quiet country setting, which is still possible on the edge of West Fargo, a booming community. And they have a dog, and they have home cooking, and they have excellent care. They do adult day services. They do companion care. They do in-home care. But the assisted living facility is something you should know about. And when they have openings, they go fast because it's just, well, it's so comforting. We had a conversation with a couple of ladies who had a mom, has a mom there, and she just said, you know, we tried other places, it just didn't fit, and my mom was alone a lot, and here she's with people, and she's just blossomed. She's just blossomed there. And you have the comfort knowing, yes, you can go on a vacation and still get a text or a FaceTime message from mom or whatever. It's really neat. So if you want a tour, just call Melanie there. Melanie and her husband own this beautiful facility, 261-3246-701-261-3246. You can just text that number or call 261-3246 or go to kindercarefargo.com. You get a little sense of the wonderful facility. All right, back for another hour. What's on your mind? I want to talk a little bit about something that has been in the news of late, but it was very hard for me to understand what the boogeyman was here, sometimes when you read a story and you go, what's the problem we're trying to fix here? That's when I start asking questions. Well, I'm going to peel a few sides of the onion here and just see what's behind this. Because if it's not very obvious to me what problem we're trying to fix, then I sense agenda journalism. Or, you know, bloggers that have one-tenth of the story, which very often happens, honestly. And some of the stories are good, and some of them ultimately come out to be rather, you know, worthy of further follow-up. But Pat Springer, who is a good journalist in the Forum newspaper, has been on this story too, but I find myself asking the same question. So I started asking some questions of a lot of people, and I say, okay, what's the boogeyman? And the boogeyman, the thing that needs to be fixed, according to them, is the State Investment Board makes decisions related to investment advisors that have led to the pension in North Dakota underperforming. This is the allegation. Okay? So as far as the State Investment Board decision on who they hire as an investment consultant, the same firm has had this job in North Dakota for like 3 decades. I think it goes back that far. So if they're making a poor decision, they've been making it for a long time. And essentially, some of the people screaming bloody murder here about the investment advisor like to point to some national stories related to some conflict of interest on this San Francisco-based investment firm. And again, I did just find that they have been guiding the state in investments since the late 1980s. So if we think we're making poor decisions, man, you got a lot of people. By statute, the lieutenant governor is the head of the State Investment Board. So currently, Brent Sanford. Before him, Drew Wrigley. Before him, Jack Dalrymple. Before Jack, I guess Rosemary Murdaugh, right? So you've got, and there was somebody before that even that I can't remember. So the State Investment Board is now sort of in the news because the Democratic Party in North Dakota is pretty much a non-thing. They really, so all they do is look for something in the news, and they go, aha, we're going to put out a statement.
Time to pounce.
Yeah, and so that's noise, okay? That's noise. Thomas Beadle is the newly elected treasurer. He, too, is on the state investment board. And all these national allegations about, I guess what it is, I'm just going to try and put this in English. Callan is the name of the firm. And they're under a contract now that started in 2019 and expires in, like, I don't know, a few years here, 2024. And they are paid, like, $430,000 a year, which can increase, like, 3% per year, starting with the second year. And the state, since 2001, has paid them, like, $12.9 million. So this Callan does what they do in the way of advising, and they're huge. They're a big entity. But they've been accused of having a conflict of interest because they also have a training arm, all right? And they train some of the people that they ultimately recommend as investors. And that's very, you know, it's kind of something you got to watch closely in the investment world, conflict of interest and everything else. Anyway, Thomas Beadle, he's just elected last year, and by law is, again, a member of the State Investment Board. So he sends a letter to Callan to inquire about these past accusations of pay-for-play against the company. And he writes a letter. Some people on the board thought it was unnecessary, but he wrote the letter and said, I just want to find out. And they answered all the questions, and he got the responses back and said, I'm satisfied. There's no issues here. That's all I need. Okay, so that whole Callan is a boogeyman kind of thing kind of ends. Now we say, okay, State Investment Board, how you doing on that pension? How's Callan doing on that pension? All right? And here's what I learned about the pension fund. We're sort of in the same soup as everybody. When the market tanked in 2008, everybody's market tanked. So you had to make up a lot of ground. And this Callan invested the state investment board such that North Dakota's pension outperformed its national peers by several percentage points. Like, I want to say like 34% gains, where the national average was like 30 to make up some of that ground. Now, they needed to, and they always need to. It's important. But some people say our pension fund in North Dakota performs like in the top, I'm sorry, in the bottom 10 for the last number of years, like really doing poorly. But I also found out that, you know how like you can go to Motor Trend, and then Car and Driver, and Motor Trend will say, like, the Trail Boss that I drive from Pucklich is, like, numero uno, number one, best truck you can own, which, by the way, I believe it is, and it'll take on a Raptor anywhere. But Car and Driver will say the Ford Raptor is better. You guys ever notice that?
Oh, yeah.
When it comes to rankings of things,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Target sucks, Walmart's great. Walmart sucks, Target's great, right? So there's credible rankings, and John Godfrey told me this. He's the on the State Investment Board as well and State Insurance Commissioner, he said, I can show you just as many that say it's good. Okay, all right. So what's the there? I can't figure this out. So I finally figure this out, that some people that prefer that we change investment advisors don't like the way the current advisor crowds out certain investments. Okay. So now fast forward to the legislative session. Something called 1425 passed. It is, I believe, a brilliant piece of legislation and might have the most profound effect of anything done in the last legislative session, because it takes our bounty of the legacy fund. That's ours. That's the taxpayers.
Yep.
And by the way, it comes from oil and gas. Did you know that? It's the oil and gas revenue that's set aside in a legacy fund for really big things. 1425 says, guess what? We're going to allow a piece of that to be invested in North Dakota-centric companies or in companies that invest in North Dakota from somewhere else. Okay?
Okay.
That's a good thing. And John Godfrey told me, too, a game changer. Looking forward to it. It's fantastic. It's great. We ought to focus on that. This is a nothing burger of a story. But there's a project we're going to talk about in a few minutes in Jamestown that doesn't fit necessarily under the current model, which is for the Bison World Amusement Park. So I think what's going on here, best I can tell, and folks, this is just a little lesson for you. When you can't find out what the smoking gun is, you can't find out what problem we're trying to solve, where's the pain point, it means there's some quiet sources behind the scenes trying to get you to pay attention over here so they can get what they want over there.
Exactly.
It's how I look at every story, local, statewide, national. I look at it from the prism because I don't mean this in a mean way. It's going to sound mean. Reporters are lazy. Reporters love tips. They love sources. They love a little, you know, nibble, 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 nibble here. And people plant stories with reporters all the time. All the time. So, I called Rob Port because he's kind of doing a fair amount of the reporting on this. But again, it's more opinion than it is reporting. And that's what bloggers do. I'm not being critical. Pat Springer's a good reporter. But I think they both have been a little bit pawns in this whole thing because there's no there there. And our pension fund's doing pretty well. Now, that having been said, is Bison World a worthy investment of your dollars, my dollars, state investment dollars, legacy dollars? I don't know. But I'm going to ask some questions about that when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned.
Attention farmers, steel prices are on the rise and Gateway Building Systems is here to help. We currently have Brock solid bins in stock and you can get them at pre-steel increase prices. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock bin dealer in the USA and provides turnkey convenience with factory direct product, complete design services, and in-house construction. Take advantage of these rates while supplies last. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Right here, right now. Is where life happens, where you do you, the dreams that grip you, for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Emily Bivens is the executive director of the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. Tell me your thoughts on ethanol and what impact that has had on your community there.
Midwest Ag Energy is locally here over at Spiritwood, North Dakota, which is really close to Jamestown. So Midwest Ag Energy and the entire ethanol industry in our region really help us create a prosperous business environment, and that is what helps our members grow and succeed. They produce 75 million gallons of ethanol here locally and process about 25 million bushels of corn here per year, and they directly employ almost 2,000 jobs here in our area. So their impact on our economy and our workforce environment is great. They help us create this prosperous business environment, which is what the chamber is all about, and they're very active in our chamber. They're very good chamber members, very good community members, and we're lucky to have them be a part of the Jamestown area.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Nothing worse when the diesel breaks down at a crucial time.
Right? I can imagine.
A truck, a semi, you know, all the combine, the tractor, nothing worse. And I've never known anyone that gets more rave reviews from anyone that knows a thing or two about diesel or has a diesel engine than CG and the team at DAC Diesel. Incredible reputation. They're in Bismarck, but they actually go anywhere. And their products are going everywhere now. This additive, the anti-gel super clean thing that really is saving tens of thousands of dollars in repairs. If you don't get it where you buy your auto parts supplies, farm supply store, tell them, hey, call CJ. Give them this number. I'll give you a cell phone number. 701-210-0888. Say, I want this stuff. I want to buy it from you rather than have to wait for it to be shipped in. 210-0888 is CJ's number. Find out more about all the good work they're doing for so many. And they even do, they'll come to the farm, they'll come to the ranch, they get a project, they'll put it on the schedule. DakDiesel.com, DakDiesel.com. All right. We're going to chat with Brian Lundy in just a moment here. Brian is a Jamestown native. He's a Jamestown native. He is known probably most as a campaign consultant to a lot of campaigns. Did the D.C. thing for a lot of years in the Bush era and before. And now he's moved. I think he's moved back here. I know he's doing a lot of work in North Dakota. And he and his wife have renovated some buildings in Jamestown. I had a nice conversation with Brian earlier today about this project that now we're knowing as, at one point it was called the Buffalo City Park, but it was an amusement park, not like we think of amusement parks in North Dakota. You know, more along the lines of a SeaWorld, Disney World-like right. vision yep. that is, you know, thinking big for Jamestown. This is a project that would be like...
huge.
Well... $60 million huge. Yeah, $67 million. And folks at Bailey now are taking a look at this to see how it would do financially. And then, of course, you have to decide, okay, how do where do we get the dollars for it? Does it come from tourism? Does it come from you know, investment dollars? Whatever. But I just wanted you to know a little bit about it, first of all. A little bit about that number. Just keep trying, would you? We're having trouble getting a hold of Brian right now. But find out a little bit more about the project. The name now is Bison World, a Legendary Experience. Bison World, a Legendary Experience. The reason I brought up the State Investment Board and 1425 related to the project is because a firm has been hired by the State Investment Board called 50 South. 50 South is an investment advisor to vet projects specifically related to 50 South. I'm sorry, specifically related to the legacy fund, done by 50 South, okay? So they will vet the projects. They will deal with the parameters that the last legislative session passed. You follow me? And I understand some banks are upset about this because they see 50 South as sort of a, I don't know, a roadblock to banks doing this. Because obviously banks do a good job of assessing risk and everything else. So the banks, I think, in many banks in North Dakota wanted more of a role in that than they were able to get. So they're kind of agitating, too, against 50 South and Callan, in addition to the folks who say, hey, we want to bring this project before 1425. Here's the deal. I think the idea of a vision of a SeaWorld, of a Disney World in North Dakota is bold, big, and breathtaking. Bison World, Legendary Experience, more than a coat of paint on the big giant buffalo we see along I-94, the Jamestown exit, capturing all that traffic, just like the Teddy Roosevelt Presidential Library is going to capture all that traffic. Worthy consideration. I think if what I know of 1425, again, this apparatus that said take the people's money in the legacy fund, the bounty of oil, take a portion of that, set it aside for North Dakota-centric projects. It's got to benefit North Dakota in a little bit of a different way. It's risk capital. So if I, for instance, have the latest thing in carbon capture, and I'm in Sweden, Oklahoma City, New York City, whatever, I'm going to bring that secret sauce, if you will, to North Dakota and do some good. 1425 allows 50 South to say, this is capital available for doing some good in North Dakota. We are very, 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 very short of capital these days.
That's got to be a thing, though. If you build it, they will come. I mean, any attraction like that. I would think. I mean, this, you know.
I don't disagree, but I would tell you this.
Depending on what it is and how it's, you know,
yeah,
how it's put out.
I think we have a typo in the telephone number. Kevin.
We'll get her fixed.
Yeah, it's a Virginia number, so I'll give you that now.
Okay.
Anyway, what I'm trying to say is you need a process, and that's what 1425 establishes. And so whatever project meets the threshold and is vetted properly by people that do this for a living everywhere, it's great. But I see 1425 as being an investor in a future Aldebaran, for example. North Dakota-born company that just sold to a foreign investor for how many billion? They needed venture capital. They needed capital to get started. Follow me? And now the state would be able to say, hey, we have some capital here for you to start. So my question about the Bison World project is that our vision? Does that fit? Now, on the one hand, people are going to say, well, what's the return? What's the return? But I would be a little bit fearful if the very first project comes forward or the first few you're saying, hey, we want to do a amusement park, because that's very different than venture capital for a firm that becomes the next Aldebaran. But before we have that conversation, we've got to find out what this Bison World's all about, and we do have Brian Lundy on the phone right now. Sorry that took a little while, Brian. We had a typo in your number. How you doing?
Commerce and compliance.
Commerce and compliance is not what I think Brian said. Hang on a sec, Brian. We'll get you hooked up now. Brian, can you hear me?
Brian, you on there, Brian?
I am.
Now he can hear us. Okay, wonderful. Brian, thanks for joining us. Sorry for the delay. Tell folks what they need to know in 30 seconds or less about Bison World.
Thank you, Scott. Bison World is going to be a educational, entertaining, interactive theme park based on the history of the bison and the future of the bison. It also ties into a 60-year theme in this part of the state where we have the National Buffalo Museum. We've got the world's largest buffalo, and it merges that into a modern tourist attraction. We call it a state attraction on state land. It is on state land. It doesn't have a lot to do with Jamestown, and it has more to do with President Eisenhower, who built the interstate highway through here, through vacant state land, and just happens to be what I call our Disney guys call the last best exit for tourism in the country. And everybody seems to agree that the highest and best use for that state land is a modern tourist attraction, especially with 8.8 million people coming by that exit each year on the interstate.
Staggering number, by the way. More with Brian Lundy when we continue. After this, so what's on
your mind? Hi, this is Joel Fisher with People's Home Equity Mortgage, located in Fargo. Are you looking to buy your first home, upgrade to start a family, or downgrade now that you're empty nesters? I can help you get pre-approved so when the time comes, you are ready to go. We have a variety of loan programs for all situations, and you may also qualify for our Homes for Heroes program as well. Call me today at 701-367-2434. Again, Joel Fisher with People's Home Equity Mortgage, NMLS number 1552467.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A tornado touched down in the Chicago suburbs of Naperville and Woodridge in the overnight hours, causing severe damage to some of the homes in the area. There have been no reports of any serious injuries or fatalities. As of midnight, ComEd reported that 34,000 customers were without power. As law and order across major cities in the United States is taking a turn for the worse, a campaign volunteer for New York City mayoral candidate Eric Adams was stabbed multiple times following an argument in the Bronx Sunday afternoon. The 42-year-old victim remains in stable condition. No arrests have been made. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on Sunday continued to reject the premise of the For the People Act. The senator said, "We had the largest turnout in the history of the United States. The states are in charge of voting in America." End quote. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What's for lunch? I hear everybody asking that question right now. What's for lunch, Scott? What's for lunch? Petroserve USA Mondays are great. Macaroni and beef hot dish is a Monday kind of comfort food and meal, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. What's in Glendon today?
Breaded chicken patties in Glendon.
Okay.
Yep. The macaroni and beef hot dish, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. You can get there for I-94 or from I-29, either one. Just it's closer to the I-94 interchange if you're looking for that location of Petroserve USA. Cheesy potatoes on 12th Avenue and I-29. Tater tot hot dish at the Petroserve USA in Harwood off I-29. Valley City exit 292. You exit there and you go north for the easy in and out access for our trucking friends, but more importantly, for real home cooking and grab and go convenience. Petroserve USA. Beef tips and gravy today or scallop potatoes and ham. Chicken fettuccine and Yulin. I think I've got them all. Right there, Petroserve USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you. We're going to be there for the kickoff of the July 4th holiday, too. That's got to become a little bit of a tradition. Yeah.
Filling
up with a little unleaded 88. Lowest price fuel in North Dakota right now. I got the Biden tax going on fuel right now. It's crazy. Back with a few more minutes with Brian Lundy. Brian is a volunteer and a consultant and just a champion of his hometown, Jamestown, North Dakota. And is a part of this community push for Bison World. That's the official name now for this project. So this truly is, and I think you told me earlier today, Brian, we were talking off the air, that, you know, there's people that know the Sea World, the Disney World premise, see this as not only a good location, but also a project that obviously isn't going to be quite as big as that scale, but can track with that level of experience. Is that right?
That's exactly right. We didn't really know it. 20 months ago, I was asked to take a look at the Frontier Village area and the, you know, our, what we call our, you know, declining tourist attraction here. And we were quickly, came upon that vacant state land that adjoins all that. And when we brought in Apogee Attractions, all these former Disney executives and so forth, they said, "You're sitting on the last best exit for tourism in the country. There is no more land available, that you would have a major attraction within blocks of an interstate exit. And you've had, you know, 65 years since Eisenhower put this interstate here, and you're getting 0% return on that land. You know, what does the state want to do with that land?" Well, it quickly became evident with the state division of tourism that the highest and best use is tourism there at that site, just because you've got this 8.8 million people coming by. Now, our market study shows, you know, that we only 250,000 people annually produce a return on investment that then makes it worthy of taking a look at a project, an economic development and diversification project like this under 1425. It has the kind of return. And all this money would flow back to the state, you know, to the legacy fund earnings and to the state through sales tax and income tax.
And we're just talking a little bit about the
state,
we're talking
state
Brian,
project on state land.
State project, state land. But it requires how much capital?
60 to 70 million. Now, keep it in context of, you know, even though we brought in these Disney guys, we're talking about a half of one feature at a place like Disney World. This is, you know, there's 150 million for one feature. This is a 60 to 70 million dollars. But in that same context, if the library is getting up to $150 million project, it's a very reasonable price tag for what would be our number one tourist attraction in the state. I don't think anybody has a doubt on that. The day it opens, it becomes the number one attraction, and it becomes a place, we call it a gateway, where we pitch all things North Dakota tourism to keep that tourist in the state more. And it is a primary sector industry in our state. So we feel we fit right under 1425. And that's one of my volunteer roles now, is to figure out how is 1425 going to work for economic development, economic diversification, especially for our number three industry in the state.
So who decides whether or not this is a worthy investment of state taxpayer dollars? I know that the firm 50 South has been hired to vet these projects, and they're going to look at returns and sort of different categories and whatnot. Do they decide? Does the state investment board decide? What's your view of who wants you? And by the way, I mentioned earlier that this is all being vetted by, you know, gold standard firm in Ide Bailey. So they come back and say, we believe this program could, you know, the business plan, if you will, we'll get this kind of return. We need X amount of dollars, and here would be your return. Who decides that question, in your view, Brian?
That's what we're trying to figure out right now. Again, one of my roles is to help Mayor Heinrich and the Jamestown-Sussman County Development Corporation, our legislative delegations. How is it going to work? We understand that we would be assigned a, quote, vetting committee like 50 South that would vet these projects, and then they would take the recommendation back to the State Investment Board, just as they do now under, you know, with 32 money managers. Same process. They get a recommendation and then they adopt it or not at the State Investment Board. So we would be looking for a vetting committee. The first $250 million has gone to 50 South Capital out of Chicago to vet, but those investments are capped at $10 million apiece. So if a Tyson's Food or Bison World come in with a major project with a solid rate of return, we will need to have another vetting committee for the $600 million that has still not been allocated. You know, that's still available under 1425. The first $250 has gone, but that wouldn't, we don't, it might be our process, and that's what we're trying to figure out. You know, who do we call, who do we talk to about getting this vetted? Now, we're about 3 months away from finalizing. We're in the final stages of our own planning in terms of the architectural work, the civil engineering, the schematic design work. We'll be ready in about 3 months to present to a vetting committee, but we are trying to find out how is that process going to work. We know that the first firm's been picked, but it's got different parameters under what they call the 1889 growth fund, and that's fine. It's just that we're probably in that second tranche, and we don't know yet, you know, how that will work. So that's, you know, one of my jobs is to find out how it works so I can inform the mayor and our legislative delegation and JSDC what we need to do. And that's hopefully in about 3 months we'd be ready.
Final question for you here from a listener. If they're thinking of financing Bison World, they're either taxing us too much already or planning on taxing us too much. Where is the free market? Now, obviously, this comes from a legacy fund, dollars set aside, oil and gas bounty, and it's been there for a while. It is invested. The fund's done fine. This would be specific projects that benefit North Dakota in a little different way. That's why 50 South has been hired to vet those. But to the question of where is the free market, how much of the $60 million if you've got a 10, 12% return, how much would the free market, you think, bear of that $60 million?
I think I understand your question. Again, we're now talking about they've been averaging about $50 million in deposits into the legacy fund each month. So we're talking about dedicating a little more than 1 month.
What I'm saying, what I'm saying is set the legacy fund aside for a second. You know, given this project, do you anticipate free market interest, investor interest outside of the state money?
Oh, definitely. Because again, the investment community looks at, is there a core commitment in a state for developing and growing its tourism industry? They look for that core commitment. Once that commitment is made, there's as much or more private sector money usually that comes in. The restaurant around the theme park, the hotel around the theme park, on and on. That's all private sector investment. But they, again, Apogee Attractions has, 25, 30 years at this. But unless there's a core commitment to developing a tourism industry in a state, the private sector, it's a step one, step two process.
Got it. The private sector pouring in. We scratched the surface today, but I think we got a good idea of the vision. Appreciate the time, Brian. We'll have you back and continue to watch this. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott, very much.
Ryan Lundy. Love the fact that folks in Jamestown are fired up about this. I really do. Question is, where does the funding come from? How does it track? How do you get the comfort level there? All those important questions, but appreciate the conversation very much. The host of Dick Morris Democracy. Dick Morris Democracy is a show that airs on Fox. No. Newsmax. What have I just done? You used to see Dick Morris a lot on Fox News Channel. And all of a sudden, he just went away. You guys notice that?
Yeah.
He went away.
Quite a few did.
And I'm trying to remember when that happened. I believe it might have been before Donald Trump was elected, if not shortly thereafter.
Yep.
So that's been, 4 or 5 years. And now you watch him on Newsmax. And I live on Newsmax. I think it's fantastic. The show airs 6:30 our time, Saturday nights, the one, the only, Dick Morris. Dick, how are you?
Hey, how are you doing, Scott? Good to be on here again.
Good to have you back on the show. Tell folks what you're revved up about on Dick Morris Democracy on Newsmax.
Well, the big thing right now is the vote that's coming up probably tomorrow on the so-called Voting Rights Act that the Democrats are pushing. It should be called the Ballot Stuffing Act, which is essentially what it does. It codifies all of the things that they did in the 2020 election, overrides state law, and says that this will be legal and this will be the way elections will be conducted in the future. It says that you don't need photo ID to vote. All you need is an affidavit. And you can imagine the voter registration and the polling places. There'll be attorneys sitting out in front on the folding chairs and tables with piles of affidavits. And people will just sign them and fill them in. No photo ID required, no proof required. Just their say-so with a notary stamp. And it essentially eliminates the requirements of voter identification. But it does something even more. It provides that you have to get the approval, the prior approval, of basically Joe Biden, the Department of Justice, and Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, before you make any changes at all to your state election law or any change in your legislative district. In North Dakota, it doesn't matter. You have an at-large congressman. But still, the point is that any election law changes have to be pre-approved by the Attorney General. Now, the Constitution is very explicit in saying the power to set these rules is vested only in the state legislature. And the Voting Rights Act of 1965 overrode that and said in the states of the old Confederacy, there is such a pattern of discrimination that the enforcement of the 15th Amendment depends on our overriding that particular provision in those
states. I'm not sure that there's any bigger threat to the United States of America than that. Hang tight, Dick. Got a quick break here. We're going to come back with more. Dick Morris breaks this down unlike anybody in media. I mean, what you just heard there is a description you don't see on CNN, Fox News Channel, anybody else. That's why you got to watch Newsmax. More.
When the weather cooperates here in the valley, our instinct is to race outdoors and work on that honey-do list. As you mow the lawn, you notice that your steps have shifted, the driveway is beginning to crack, and your new addition is sinking. Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North. Whether it's polyjacking or piers, we have a solution. Call us at 701-280-7038. That's 280-7038.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Plaza, Pool Tables 2. Tell me about the triangle. What's happening in America right now?
Americans are connecting the dots between the backyard wellness and a hot tub, and like never before, our industry is skyrocketing. I've been talking about it for 20 years, but, you know, it's finally being realized.
How about the splash pool?
The splash pool, it's made in America, it's portable, it's the real deal, and we have them in stock, which is more than most dealers can say. So now would be a great time to get one.
Hot Springs Plaza, Pool Tables 2, Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck 2.
Fresh baked muffins, homemade cookies, personal pepperoni pizza right out of the oven with cheesy or garlic bread. These items and so many more all day, every day at Petro's Serve USA. Come on in. The 4-for-4 deal, pizza, two cookies, 20-ounce drink, four items, $4 all day long, every day. Best deal in town at a Petro's Serve USA. And the lowest price fuel, Marathon, Senex, Petro's Serve USA brand. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, what's not to love, Petro's Serve USA.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. New Buicks and GMCs arriving daily. Hurry while they last. Don't forget about that extended warranty. Your warranty is for a lifetime of protection at no extra cost to Buick, a GMC, or many of the late model used vehicles, including a bunch of Ford F-150s are there too. Shop, click, drive at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
My column in the Saturday Forum newspapers, Dickinson, Jamestown, Fargo, Grand Forks, Herald, Forum newspapers, is about the fact that local Black Lives Matter, a Marxist organization, by the way, leaders are not leaders. They are agitators. They are social media vigilantes, and yet they are bullying their way into City Hall and county commissions and police offices, and the local leader who pitched a fit at the critical race theory event last week in Moorhead is actually on the committee of deciding promotions for the Fargo Police Department. So I didn't even include that in the column, but check it out. It's in the newspaper. I'd love your feedback on it. Tell me what you think. Enjoy doing that every Saturday because I never know what to talk about because there's so much. It's like I've got so much stuff, but how do I put it into one column? But I'm a little disciplined, so check that out if you haven't yet. Dick Morris, the host of Dick Morris Democracy, is here. We're talking about H.R. 1 that will be voted on this week. So the only way this passes is not by the usual protocol that would take 60 votes, which means Chuck Schumer and company are going to have to go nuclear. Are they going to? Are they going to allow the simple majority vote?
It's more complicated than that. Joe Manchin is screwing us. He said he would keep the filibuster, and he's keeping that commitment. But he implied that he would oppose the Voting Rights Act that the Democrats are pushing. But I call it the Ballot Stuffing Act. But in fact, he's done the bait and switch. He said, and he says now he will support.
We lose Dick for a second?
Sorry. Forgive me. I hit the mute button by mistake.
Okay. Got you now. Yep.
He's saying that he will support the, a version of the Pelosi bill that in fact is worse than the original one she proposed. And it says that you can vote without photo ID as long as you sign an affidavit attesting that you're over 18 and that you exist and that you're
that you are who
state.
You say you are, which we
you
know is abused.
The attorneys will have piles of these outside of the voting booth, and people will just routinely sign them.
So wait a minute. Is he going back on the 60-vote thing, Dick?
Even more
is he
important.
So he supports
the Justice Department, Merrick Garland, and meaning Joe Biden. Power to approve any law the state makes about how it conducts its elections. That any law to stop ballot harvesting, to stop ballot stuffing, to restrict mail-in voting, to demand an excuse before you can vote absentee. All the loopholes they slithered through to win the 2020 election are now going to be legal and protected by federal legislation.
And this thing was dead. This was dead.
Explicit.
This was this was
regulate elections is in the state legislature.
Yeah, so my question is this, Dick.
The Voting Rights Act overrode that and said in the states of the old Confederacy, there is a pattern of racial discrimination. And because of that, the enforcement of the voting rights of the 15th Amendment is imperiled. And because of that, we're giving the Justice Department power to clear any change in voting procedure. And that was fine. That was useful. That assured that blacks got the right to vote throughout the South. It was a vital piece of legislation. But now they're extending it to all 50 states. They're saying even though we have no evidence of discrimination, we have no evidence of racism in North Dakota or any other of those states, we are going to require the Justice Department to review and pre-approve any district lines, any voting procedures, any identification requirements in the state before it is implemented.
Yeah, you can't even make it up how bad it is. So Dick, let me ask you this. How is that constitutional? How is that constitutional, Dick?
It essentially gives the right to fix elections to the Attorney General. There'll never be another free election for Congress because he can just sign anything he wants, restricting state laws about access to voting. This would repeal the Georgia law and the Arizona law and all the stuff that's going through now and replace it with the fiat of the Attorney General. And this thing is coming up for a vote tomorrow, and it might pass.
We only have a minute left, but I want to know two things quickly. Could you talk about this on Fox News Channel?
No. First of all, I'm not allowed on Fox News these days. And, you know, Fox, I'll tell you a story about Fox. When they first hired me, they took me aside and they said, you can talk about anything you like, but don't ever criticize China because Murdoch's heavily invested in China. And you can't do that. That's the one thing you can't do.
Yeah, we noticed. Yeah. The other question is, you've described this so well, I can't believe that it wouldn't be unconstitutional. I mean, if they ram this through, can it not be challenged on a constitutional basis?
Yeah, it can be challenged, but look at the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
The Democrats have the court so intimidated by the threat of court packing that they are the guys are normally spineless, and they're even worse now. And because of that, the Affordable Care Act gets approved 7-2. Ridiculous. And I don't think they would throw this out. I think that they would be terrified of the Democrats.
This is something to pay very close attention to, folks. Let Congress know. He's right. If they win there, it's going to be a battle. H.R. 1 is what you're talking about. No, no, no. Everybody you know in the United States Senate, let them know. And watch Dick Morris Democracy, 6:30 our time, Saturday nights on Newsmax. Call Mitko. Tell him you want to watch Dick Morris on your TV. God bless you, Dick. Thanks for the time today. We'll see you tomorrow, folks, on What's on Your Mind.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.